Faith Jolly, a PIO for the Wildlife Division, said recreationists in the forests need to remember that they're in the bear's neighborhood. Grizzly bears are long gone from this state. They inhabit Wyoming or Montana. But black bears, who can also be colored brown, can be seen all over the state of Utah.
There's obviously some in the Uintas. You know, we kind of advertise that as bear country here. But really, I mean, a lot of the kind of higher elevation, you know, wooded areas, you could possibly see a bear. So that's kind of why we're offering some of these safety tips now, is people are starting to get out camping and hiking in some of those areas.
Jolly said it should be noted that bears are willing to eat the same food that humans eat.
They actually, it's kind of interesting, they don't actually typically eat a lot of meat. They do kind of focus more on some, you know, different fruits and, you know, bugs and things like that. And they'll just eat anything that people eat. So that's one of our big kind of safety tips, is they have a great sense of smell. So we ask people, if they smell what you're cooking and you're camping in their, basically in their home, you know, it might entice them to come over and check it out.
If you are camping or picnicking, you need to follow some common sense guidelines to make sure your site is bear-proof.
We recommend that people lock it in their, you know, trailer, in the trunk of their car, and just basically make sure it's not in an area where they'll be able to smell it and have easy access to it. Especially, you know, we recommend never, never keeping those kind of items in your tent.
When you talk about food and snacks, I also, because of their great sense of smell, they'll also go after things like deodorant and toothpaste?
They will, yep. They can just smell some of those more strongly scented items, and it can attract them to an area. So, yeah, we specifically ask a lot of people, like, that I've seen camping will sometimes, you know, brush their teeth at their little water spigot area, and then they'll just leave their toothpaste and toothbrush on, like, their picnic table at their campsite, and we just recommend that people, you know, lock those items away as well. Even though it's not traditional food for us, it is something that's strongly scented that could attract a bear.
While many people might not think about it, they have to be careful with their cooking grills also.
Because they think, you know, there's not food left on it, but it still can have some of that residue, some of that scent. So yeah, we usually ask that people will bring something to kind of clean it. You know, if you're even just wiping it down with paper towels that you have at your site. And then the biggest thing is, a lot of people just think once they're done cooking some meat or bacon or something, they'll just dump the oil or the grease somewhere in their campsite. And obviously that's a very pungent smell. And so that's one as well that we ask, you know, rather than dumping it, make sure you're putting those oils and grease and things into some kind of container.
Of course, one of the most important rules is don't feed the bears.
A lot of people will think, you know, they're just having this fun interaction with this animal. But the truth is, if a bear loses its fear of people and it's being drawn to an area, you know, typically if it keeps coming back and it kind of does become a threat to people, then that animal unfortunately does have to be euthanized to keep people safe. And so, you know, that's one thing we're saying, you know, if you love these wildlife, you like to see them for their safety as well, you know, just make sure you're keeping them away from people and from your campground.
Joey said if you should encounter a black bear in the forest, do not back down.
We recommend that you just stand your ground. You know, don't back up. Don't act submissive. Don't lie down. Don't play dead with black bears. You know, just kind of stay calm and, you know, give the bear a chance to leave. And we especially recommend, you know, don't run away or climb a tree, because they will outrun and outclimb you. You know, a lot of people don't know, black bears can run up to 35 miles an hour. So you're not going to be able to outrun them. And then we just recommend if a bear does attack, you know, usually they're just more curious. And if you kind of are assertive and stand your ground, they'll take that opportunity to leave. But if they do attack, then we recommend, like, definitely fight back.
She said bear spray can be effective. If you don't have that, fight back with your backpack, a water bottle, or whatever is available. Finally, she said you should not misinterpret the bear's behavior.
If they stand up or grunt or moan or kind of make other noises, it's kind of their way of expressing themselves that they're just kind of, you know, interested in what they're seeing. They're trying to get a better look or trying to kind of smell you. But yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're about to attack.
Faith Jolly from the Division of Wildlife Resources, who said that for all the information on being bear aware, you can check out their website at wildlife.utah.gov. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.